listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is the Life Leadership Podcast with Doug Kelly on sglifeleadership.com.
Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Life Leadership Podcast. Today is Friday, February 16th, 2007, and I am your host, Doug Kelly, and I'm so glad you could join me. Just before I get into today's topics, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I grew up in Denver, Colorado. I spent 18 years in South Dakota in the Black Hills, Spearfish, Rapid City area. I was in the office equipment industry for nearly 20 years. Started out in the warehouse, moved into service and sales. In 1990, I started my own company. I had that for several years. In 1996, I heard it doesn't get cold and it doesn't have that funny white stuff that falls from the sky down in Florida, so I moved here. I live in Punta Gorda, Southwest Florida. I spent 3 years as an investment representative for a national brokerage firm. And then in about 2000, I started professionally speaking, something I'd been wanting to do professionally for years. It's my passion: speaking, writing, coaching, consulting. This podcast is one more effort on my part to share some of the many things I've learned in my time on this planet that perhaps will help you to enhance your own life, to grow as a person. As I record this, I often do it on my pool deck, and today in Florida, it's about 60 degrees, kind of a cold 60 degrees, a little bit sunny, so if you hear some birds chirping and things, that's just the ambiance. This podcast is about life leadership. That encompasses your personal life and your professional life. I'm going to focus in these podcasts on personal and professional leadership, on management skills, on communication skills, especially assertive communication skills, and relationships of all kinds. Really, the point of this podcast is to help you to grow as a person and as a professional. And the interesting thing about it is when you grow as a person, you also benefit professionally. And when you grow professionally, you also benefit personally. It's my hope that by listening to these podcasts, you'll be encouraged, uplifted, and even inspired to really live your life. I'd like to share with you three keys for personal and professional advancement. Now, of course, there are many things available, many tips on this. I just like to focus on three in this first edition. The first key for personal and professional advancement is be open to change and committed to action. We all know that life is about change, and even though many people are resistant to change, it doesn't change the fact that change still happens. It's all about attitude. We've heard that so many times. I've heard that all my life. But you know, an interesting thing happens when you really come to understand something on a personal level. Attitude, the way you look at life, the way you go about your life, the way you view change. And when you see things that need to change in your own life, why not commit to taking positive action? In fact, part of my mission, my vision, is to help people to get past the things that hold them back. And it's also to provoke to thought and disturb to action. I love the old adage that says, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And isn't that so true? How many times have we wanted more? Have we wanted something different in our life, but we don't really do anything different? It's kind of like beating your head on the wall and wondering why you end up having a headache. Be open to change and committed to action. Look for things in your life, little things even, that you can improve and change about who you are. Because isn't that kind of what this existence is all about? To grow each day, to learn, to advance perhaps toward enlightenment or more enlightenment. That leads me into the second key for personal and professional advancement. Take responsibility for your own growth and advancement. You ever heard the word entropy? It's spelled E-N-T-R-O-P-Y, entropy. Know what it is? Well, in lay terms, it's simply that phenomena in the universe in which things revert back to a state of inert matter. In other words, things go back to the dust. Another way of putting it, if you're not growing, what are you doing? You're dying. And by the way, stagnation is simply a slow form of death. What are you doing to grow as a person? Can you spend 15 minutes a day just learning something new? Isn't that what you're doing now by listening to this podcast? Spend 15 minutes a day just learning something new. You can read a book, listen to a CD, or a podcast, do some research online. 15 minutes a day, maybe even 30, whatever you feel comfortable with. We've got to find something each day that we can use to be better than we were yesterday. By just taking the responsibility for your own advancement and growth, what you end up doing is increasing your personal net asset value. I don't know if you're familiar with stocks, mutual funds, and things like that. Mutual funds have an NAV, a net asset value, and of course that goes up and down with the market. But think about your own personal net asset value. What are you bringing to the table? Isn't it true that by learning something each day, even if it's just a little thing, that you're increasing your personal net asset value? You're creating the worth or the value that you offer to your employer, to your customers, to your family, to your relationships. I love the quote by Charlie Tremendous Jones, speaker. He said, "Your life will be the same in 5 years, except for the books you read, the tapes you listen to, and the people you walk with." Think about that. Your life will be the same in 5 years, except for the books you read, the tapes you listen to, and the people you walk with. Well, what books are you reading? What tapes or CDs are you listening to? And what people are you walking with? Here's a question. Are you living your dream? You know, when I ask that question to my seminar groups, in a group of probably 20 or 30 people, I might get one or two hands. Are you living your dream? If not, why not? And if not now, when? You know, life is way too short and working is way too long to do something that you really don't like to do. Can you do something each day that will take you closer to living your dream? And if you're saying, "Well, I don't know what my dream is," well, there's your dream right there. Figure out what your dream is. I can help you even more. You can determine what your dream is by answering a simple question that can be very difficult to answer. And that question is, what do I call a good day? What do I call a good day? Well, what about it? What do you call a good day? What is your perfect day like? What are you doing? Where are you? How do you see yourself? What are your relationships like? What is your financial situation like? What's your career situation like? Answer the question, what do I call a good day? And you will be well on your way to determining what your dream is. And of course, if you identify what your dream is, or maybe you already know, that's still a good first start to getting there. Here's some alternate questions based on the first one. What truly inspires me? What motivates me? What excites me about life? What brings me joy? How do I define happiness? If money was no object, how would I spend my time? If you let those questions just slowly simmer a little bit, you'll come up with some answers that are right for you. And another way of looking at it, if those don't help, is the opposite. What do I call a bad day? What does not inspire me? What doesn't motivate me? What does not excite me about life? What does not bring me joy? And how do I define unhappiness? Sometimes that can help us to know what we truly want. Do you have a plan for dying? Oh, you know what that is. It's a will. Most people have some sort of a will. How about a plan for living? Do you have one of those? Now, as far as any of us know, nobody can be 100% sure on this, but as far as we all know, we're going to be spending more of our meaningful years in life, not in death. So, don't you think that it would make better sense to have a plan for living in addition to your plan for dying? All this is really goal setting. Do you have some goals, some objectives even? Some people don't like goals. They feel it's counterproductive. Well, have objectives, have goals. I like to look at it another way. I like to determine my history in advance. Simply a different way of looking at goals. What I do is find some quiet time, some peace where I will not be disturbed, close my eyes, take some deep breaths, and then just transport myself into time, maybe 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, and imagine, trying to do so vividly, what's my life like? Where am I? What am I doing? Who is in my life right now? What people? What things? What's going on? And of course, I try to center my thoughts around what I want to occur in that time frame. But I let it come to life in my mind, if you will. And then I ask myself, all right, here I am. What did I do just before this? What was it like 6 months ago, a year ago? And I just step backward until the present. And that seems to help me to identify perhaps what my next step is to reach that objective. Have a plan for living. And that plan for living should include your personal life, financial goals, spiritual life, all of the above. If you'd like some more information on the plan for living and living your dream and so forth, please go visit one of my websites, empowerthespirit.com. On there, you can download my book, The Game Rules for Life. It's an e-book. It's free. Just download it, The Game Rules for Life, on empowerthespirit.com, and it will tell you much more about a plan for living and about taking responsibility for your own growth and advancement. Here's what I've done in taking responsibility for my own growth. Years ago, I started reading everything I could get my hands on. I started collecting and making a library, and today I have hundreds of books. What about you? Do you have a library? Can you begin one? You got to soak this up. Take responsibility for your own advancement and growth each day. The third key for personal and professional advancement is celebrate a victory each day. Find something to be proud of yourself for each day. You know, for a change, just be proud of yourself. It's all right to pat yourself on the back. Find something each day that you can just be proud of yourself for. Why not use the same approach with your family? Ask your children, if you have them, what did you do today that you're proud of yourself for? Ask your husband, your wife, your spouse, your partner, whoever, what did you do today that you're proud of yourself for? Celebrate a victory each day. Don't forget, life is way too short and working way too long to not really live your life. I've been talking about these three keys, and again, there are many more, but these are three I wanted to focus on. Be open to change and commit to action. Look for things in your own experience that you can improve on. Take responsibility for your own growth and advancements, the second one. Increase your personal net asset value. Spend 15 minutes a day just learning something new. And begin working to live your dream, even if it's just micro steps each day. Work toward it. And the third one was celebrate a victory each day. Find something to be proud of yourself for. I hope that you found these words encouraging and uplifting and upbuilding. I know that they've helped me, these concepts, and I look forward to sharing many, many more with you in the upcoming weeks and months. This is Doug Kelly, encouraging you to listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Until the next time, have an awesome day.
You've been listening to the Life Leadership Podcast with Doug Kelly. For more podcast topics or to subscribe, please visit sglifeleadership.com. Doug is available for personal or professional coaching, consulting, and customized in-house workshops and seminars. For more information, please visit DougKelly.com or call 941-740-2900. That's Doug Kelly, KELLEY.com, or call 941-740-2900.